USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Closing arguments are underway in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. Prosecutor Thomas Binger trying to sum up to the jury exactly what the case centers on.
This is a case in which a 17-year-old teenager killed two unarmed men and severely wounded a third person with an AR-15 that did not belong to him.
Once complete, jurors will begin deliberating. Rittenhouse says he drove to Kenosha to protect businesses from looters during last year's protests over a police shooting. He's accused of killing two looters and injuring another man in what he calls self-defense. Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, believes President Biden should tap into the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to help lower gas prices heading into the holiday season. So far, the Biden administration has done nothing to ease prices at the pump. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, you are listening to USA Radio News, and we are following breaking news for you, which comes from Facebook's founder and CEO, Mark Zuckerberg. Here is what Mark had to say. Mark?
It is time for us to adopt a new company brand to encompass everything that we do. To reflect who we are and what we hope to build, I am proud to announce that starting today, our company is now Meta. Our mission remains the same, still about bringing people together. Our apps and their brands, they're not changing either. And we are still the company that designs technology around people.
Thank you, Mark. You can watch the full Connect keynote and learn more about how the metaverse will unlock new opportunities at meta.com. That's meta.com. And we will have more for you after these words.
President Biden is hosting a virtual summit with representatives of more than 570 indigenous tribes to discuss issues they face. One of the issues negatively impacting Native Americans is COVID-19, but the president points out the tribal leaders' efforts to protect their people.
Tribal nations stepped up, and today the Native Americans have gone from being the population most harmed by COVID to one of the populations most vaccinated against COVID.
The FBI is saying their email server was hacked.
The FBI has confirmed its email system has been hacked, with spam email being sent to more than 100,000 people warning of a cyber attack. The email messages were filled with ramblings. The emails appeared to be from addresses ending in ic.fbi.gov, the FBI said in a statement. The email systems were taken offline quickly upon discovery of the issue. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A whistleblower from San Diego, California, reached out to Texas Republican Representative Lance Gooden about ways illegal immigrants are traveling through the United States. Congressman Gooden went to San Diego to investigate and says he found that nonprofits are housing illegal immigrants and helping them get on domestic flights. He joins Fox and Friends and describes what he saw happening at airports.
They're being led onto planes before anyone else. And in one case, a security officer on the plane said, you know, I'm an armed agent. I'm supposed to identify myself to the pilot before takeoff. I'm sometimes getting on these flights, and immigrants with no identification are on the plane before the agent boards.
Federal and state governments have partnered with nonprofits to provide housing and transportation for illegal immigrants. The Biden administration says they're required by law to reunite illegals with sponsors in the United States. The Biden administration says they're required by law to reunite illegal immigrants with sponsors in the United States. Burger King's parent company is buying Firehouse Subs. The purchase price is $1 billion. Restaurant Brands International also owns Popeyes and Tim Hortons. Firehouse Subs has been around since 1994 and has about 1,200 U.S. locations. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.